Welcome to Insights, a podcast brought to you by the Young Catholic Woman, where we share articles with you written by women across the world about topics close to the young Catholic woman's heart. Today we are reading Closing the Door on Relationships, How to Know When It's Time to Say Goodbye, and it's written by Rebecca Corrigan. While we may begin our relationships, romantic or platonic, with rose-tinted visions of the future dancing through our heads, not every connection is built to last, or is good for those involved. Not every friendship is meant to last forever. And that's okay. There's a lot of wisdom to knowing when a relationship has run its course. From relationships that cause a drain on our days to connections that were a better fit for different chapters of our lives, it's important to know that it's okay to say goodbye. Not every relationship is meant to be a lifelong one, and that's healthy and normal. Shutting the door on relationships that no longer serve you can allow you the time, energy, and headspace to do what matters presently, or give you the freedom to explore new connections. We've all crossed bridges, arrived at the other side, and looked back and wondered, what if? This is also normal and healthy behavior. However, having the self-awareness and clarity to differentiate constructive relationships from draining ones, and knowing how to cross bridges without necessarily burning them, and being able to be at peace with our decisions once they're done, that's an art. Here are a few things to keep in mind if you're discerning whether or not it's time to reconsider one of your current connections. When you're in a relationship that isn't great for you, it can be hard to realize your goals or attend to your mental health. This is especially the case with toxic relationships that can be harmful to your overall well-being, but connections that have simply run their course can also take up time and energy that may be better spent elsewhere. This can be difficult to realize. After all, humans are built for connection. Because of our desire for relationships, we place a premium on our communities, tend to be nostalgic or wistful about the good in relationships, and can be unwilling to face the finality of saying goodbye. As a result, we tend to cherish even those relationships that ultimately aren't that conducive for our happiness. If your relationship exhibits any of these indicators, it might be time to take a step back and evaluate. Is there a loss of interest? Your friend isn't excited when you report a fun or interesting life change to them. Or conversely, your friend gives you an update and your first instinct is indifference. You don't really miss your friend if it's been a minute since you've seen each other. Or you don't really think about your friend when they're not around. Many relationships carry with them intuitive mental triggers, inside jokes, songs you both like, or places you've been. If none of these are naturally happening, that might be worth noting. Maybe you've both changed. You find yourself having to act in a specific way when you're around your friend, or you start to dread the time when you're going to spend time together, or see it as a drag on your time. Maybe you and your friend both changed a lot since you initially became close. You just don't have a lot in common anymore, and neither of you have the desire to support your updated connection. Maybe it's a one-sided or draining experience. Your relationship either becomes a lot of work, or you realize that you're putting in a lot more or less time and effort than is perhaps healthy. Maybe your friendship is taking up too much headspace, or your relationship has actually become unhelpful or even unhealthy to the point that you're having a hard time meeting new people because of this relationship. You could realize that your friendship is more of a rivalry or a source of unhealthy comparisons or competition. Ultimately, it's a nuanced decision. The presence of any of these symptoms of a possibly unhelpful relationship may not mean that it's time to say goodbye. You may just be going through a difficult stage of your relationship, one caused by anything from personal growth to life changes, and you simply need the patience to work through it. However, having a few benchmarks to help you evaluate your relationship and create healthy boundaries around your alone time, your headspace, and your heart can be immensely helpful. Taking the time to journal about your feelings might be key here, as thinking about a relationship in this hard, objective light may trigger a lot of difficult emotions. If you've realized that it's time to say goodbye to someone, give yourself and the other person the gift of empathy. It will be tough, but you'll thank yourself later. First, let's talk about what not to do. Don't ice someone out. Don't end a relationship over text or initiate a confrontation with a you statement, as in, you've changed and I don't like it. While these passive-aggressive or sometimes just simply straight-up aggressive options may feel good, or at least easy, they're easy recipes for bridges burnt with bad feelings, confusion, and regret all around. Here's some alternatives to consider. Gradually fade out of your relationship. This is delicate, and it's also not ghosting the other person or immediately cutting off contact. Rather, this is an option where you simply reduce the number of times you initiate conversations, keep your calls or texts short, and try to avoid giving the other person openings for further contact. This can be a good option if you're trying to get out of a relationship quickly while avoiding a messy confrontation. Instead, you're simply accelerating the natural unweaving of a relationship by putting in less effort over time. Create physical distance and reduce your availability. Try having an honest or vaguely honest conversation. This difficult option requires maturity, confidence, and, courage, but it will resolve your relationship with the least amount of confusion possible. If you need to end the relationship, sitting down and gently telling the other person precisely why can avoid a lot of angst-ridden nights in the future for both of you. Whether you say outright that it's time for the relationship to end or that you just need a break for mental health, keep the conversation short. Try to meet on neutral ground so you can leave. And as tempting as it can be to put the conversation off, don't do it at the end of a long day together. Do it up front. This is a good option if you sense that you're going to need some closure or you think you can have a conversation without confrontation. Also, if the relationship you're ending is a serious or romantic one, odds are you're going to have a conversation about it. Regardless of the specific route you take, regardless of how hurt or tired you may feel with respect to your relationship, try to come at it from an empathetic angle. The other person is going to feel hurt and sad, at least to some degree. Try to make this hard transitional process easier by avoiding antagonistic statements, providing gentle rationale, and giving them the space to recuperate in peace. If you're anything like me, you might occasionally wake up in the middle of the night berating yourself for a stupid thing you said in a past relationship or angsting over the less than graceful way you said goodbye to someone in your past. This is a natural shame response. However, it's not constructive or helpful to you or anyone to be hard on yourself for something in your past. Reframing your memories to focus on the good they produced instead of any awkwardness that may have happened is a muscle that needs exercising. Remember that it may not come naturally, and it will almost certainly take time. If you do find yourself dwelling on painful encounters, try to stop before you spiral. Focus on the good instead. Remind yourself of a good day the two of you shared. Then move on and think of something else. Over time, you'll train your brain to remember the good times instead of the bad. And if all else fails, try a simple trick that has helped me. When I find myself cringing over something insensitive I've done in the past or regretting the way I've treated someone a long time ago, I offer up that angst and I send up a quick prayer that that person has a great day wherever they are. Then I try to distract myself as quickly as possible so I don't fall into a shame spiral about something that's long past. At the end of the day, humans are built for connection and community. But we also need to build healthy boundaries around the number and type of relationships we can sustain. Closing the door on relationships can hurt, but it can also be a good move for everyone involved. Learning how to navigate tough seasons with empathy and look back on them with grace will be a well worth it skill that will make your life easier in the long run. We love you guys, and we're praying for you, and God bless.